Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. My name, once again, is Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, and this is The Real Rap. And we are on Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is our 1,375th show. Amen, episode. Tonight, Jesus and I would like to talk to you about this past year. And from the beginning, when God opened the door for Jesus and I to speak to you on man's free will, when Jesus spoke upon the subject everybody ignores, hell, me, myself, and I, free will, how learn how to use it, racism, Satan's love for mankind, fruitful growth in the faith, and wrath. This past year, God has revealed the true nature of man's free will. And these are the people that say in life-powerful heart, they love God. From the actions of mankind, the only love that was shown was for selfishness. And remember, these are the people that said they love God, that they stand for God, and then they love Jesus. Okay, but we had last past year killings from the ones who took an oath to protect, and yet they're doing the killing. We had people walking around shooting people in crowds, as if it was open season. Just not for rabbits or ducks. We have people running around, breaking into buildings, taking things that did not belong to them. We have people thinking they're above others, taking cars and running into an unarmed crowd of good people coming together for the rights of all. We had men in high places using their authority to promote hatred. And people showing the true meaning of what free will means is, all because someone says go and do something doesn't mean you have to go and do it. This is when your free will comes into play. You can do it or not. Act it out on their own. So tonight, Jesus is going to teach on loving God and what it takes to walk in this path. For if you love God, that means the Holy Spirit can convict you, meaning your free will does not come into play anymore, doesn't work anymore. For a true believer, the Holy Spirit is their guide on this earth that keeps them on the path of God that God has made for them. Free will, you have to understand this. All those people that God just listed, the Holy Spirit came to them and told them it's not a path that God wants you on. They told the Holy Spirit no and went and did what they on their own free will wanted to do. See, with this free will, God has designed it for us so we can make a decision to come to him or whatever we wanted to do. And as you can see how man has used their free will this past year, it was all for selfish and evil acts. But before we get started even further, Father God, we come in the spirit of truth, Father God, in mercy and in grace, Father God, to praise you, to worship you, and to glorify and to bless your holy name, Father God. I come now, Father God, asking you to denounce me, Father God, and fill me and fill me fullness of you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your will go through, Father God. Let your words, Father God, go out and reach the ears and the souls of those who are listening, Father God, to seek to do your will, Father God. Let it change those who hear the word, Father God, to let them see that they're wrong and need to make the change in order to walk in your path. For we give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, you claim the victory over Lucifer. We say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. We like to think that we understand what love really means. If you would ask someone, I pray they would say, God is love. But for some people, love means I love my car, I love my wife, husband, job, kids, and family. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the real love is for when you show it to a stranger, someone you do not know. Jesus died for you when you were a stranger to him. Now, let's give you a reading. In Romans 5, 8 and 11, the word of God says, hearing on the phone here, but God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have been received and anointed, and received anointment. Reconciled means bringing together again, and accepting something disagreeable to make our show and to be consistent. This is what God wants us to do. You know, he wants us to change that free will and to start walking where he needs us to be and start. God designed something for us, and I got to speak from my own path. If it wasn't for me learning that my free will was taking me to a path that was taking me straight to hell, I wouldn't be sitting here today. It was the opening of myself, realizing that I was driving myself the wedge between Christ and me. Understand and the importance of loving your brother and your sister and your neighbor, the importance to God, therefore, we must be marked. We got that marked out. We got to be marked. That is Mark 12, 30, and 31. And the word of God says out of Mark 12 and 31 to 31. And the word of God says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than this. So we got to understand what Jesus is saying here. He got on that cross for you. Jesus was sitting in heaven looking at all the things that men were doing, from the burnt offerings and the sacrifices and how they just kept sending sin up to God and didn't care about anything. God was getting ready to wipe man out if Jesus did not come down and sacrifice himself. A body was prepared for him, as Hebrews 5, 10 and 5 speaks on. God prepared a body for him to come down and sacrifice himself for us. All the things that we do, he just took that on him, all them sins. He took all that on him, and we're supposed to be justified because he took those sins on himself, so we don't have to do those no more. But that free will, man, let me tell you something. Burnt offerings and sacrifices was used to clean one from, but love is stronger than them. Before you can show love, you need to know why love is greater than faith and in hope. And the way to find that out is in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 1, 13, chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. I'm sorry, chapter 13, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, 1 to 13. And the word of God says, though I speak with the tongue of a man and of angel and have not love, I am become a sound brass and a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all the mysteries and all the in all the knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can move mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Although I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my blood to be burned, I give my body to be burnt. Sorry. And have no love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love endures not. Love vanity. It's a word. It's a word I'm trying to speak, but the word actually means proudfulness. It's not pride. Vanity. V-A-N-U-V-A-U-N-T-E-T-H-E-N. Vanity. It means proudfulness. That means love is not profitless, is not puffed up, does not believe in itself, does not have itself unseemly, seeking not its own, it's not easily provoked, tossing, thinking not evil, rejoicing not in iniquity, but rejoicing in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Love never fails, but wherever there is prophecy, then shall fall. Where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, drunkenly, but the face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is love. I was just talking to my fiance about how back in the day how they talked in the language back in there, boy, just get you tongue tied. Hallelujah. But yet, God is pointing out how great love is. Because with love, like I said, we all know with having a great idea when someone you love is in trouble, when someone you love is hurting, when someone you love is in need, how you feel. God needs that same type of love for a stranger because Jesus had that love for you and stayed on that cross. In order to get to this status, we must take our free will and find the will of God. When we take the time to look at mankind's free will, you will find evil in the mix, wars over power, control, domination, waiting, just wanting the supreme authority. And yes, some men even think they were God. We've seen what happened to them. Finding God's will is to give your will up. Let me say that again to you. You better understand. Finding God's will is to give your will up. Stop thinking you're running things. Stop looking to make a name for yourself and focus on making Jesus' name known. Finding God's will is in his word. Words that only have meaning to those who truly believe in them by walking in the obedience of them. Excuse me. For they can teach you so much. Never let the word of God depart from your mouth. You know something? Joshua 1:8. Say it better for me. We're going to go all the way down to my man, Joshua. And I pray that you understand what God is saying to you here. Joshua 1:8, the word of God says, this book, meaning the Bible, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate with therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You have to understand. Being obedient to God's word that will bring that good success. Now, you got to understand when God's talking about success, he's not talking about success on your job and getting promotions, but the way God worked it out is your success is defeating Lucifer. And defeating Lucifer is more, and you can defeat Lucifer when you're on prayer, when you're praying for somebody, when you're praying against him, when you're doing God's will, when you're doing what God wants you to do, when you're doing the things that God needs us to do. And doing God's will, this will bring on God's grace. It's only through obedience that brings on the spiritual growth in Christ. The only way the spiritual growth can start to grow within you, you will need some things. that will allow these seeds to start growing. And 2 Peter 1:5-8 will tell you better. Hold on there for a brother. Just don't want no dead air. Just turn the Bible to get to my page here. Here we go. We are almost so going to get past Hebrew. Here we go. Yeah. See, when you get past Hebrew, get this 2 Peter. Amen. And like I said, 2 Peter 1:5-8, the word of God says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For these things, for if these things be in you and abide, they make you that you shall neither be burdened nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Fruitfulness, that some things that virtue, standing. Virtue is like when the Greeks always say a virtue horse is a horse that runs a race that you can count on. He's all that. He's staying. He's good. He can run his race. No matter what he can do, he's going to stand there and run that race and finish it. Temperance, being patient. You're going to go through everything on the world, but keep yourself calm. Godliness. Only way you're going to have godliness is God allowing. You allow God to use you. You have godliness. That don't mean that you are God. God can use you in situations that he can defeat Lucifer in, meaning he can send you places knowing you will be obedient and go and do these things. You know what I mean? Brotherly love, that we need that. We need to be there for those we don't know and those we do know. We need to be showing that love to everybody every day. It's not a one-way road. It's a road that we all have to come to every day. These are requirements that God needs you to have because these are requirements that Jesus had in him. And if Jesus resides in you, bottom line, it is the knowledge of Christ that opens the doors to your inner self, to open your spiritual eyes to see what is not of God that lies within you. So with the knowledge of Christ, your free will start to change. Amen. I don't think I'm going to be here long tonight. We're going to go through it, though. In this growth, when our free will learns is not in control and needs guidance to walk and live in a world that has spiritual enemies that uses people to break us down. When we learn to obey God's words, just like Moses, we find favor in the Lord. In Exodus 33:17, explain that. Exodus after Genesis. I'm just turning the page to get that. There you go. And the word of God says in Exodus 33:17-23, and the word of God says, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do these things also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee name. And he said, beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, for my face thou shalt not be seen. No man shall see the face of God until he turns unto God. But here, when we find favor, with God, he opens doors for us. It's his way of letting us know how he feels about us, that we got this thing, we did what he needed him to do, and he's pleasing with us. Like, just like Adam. If you go back and read Genesis 2:18-20-25, you will see how God, with God's glory, as you can hear, comes standing, that we must learn to walk in. But with all these things that comes with grace, comes from God, promise to never turn away from those who walk uprightly, as Psalm 84:11-12 says. You know, Psalm is right after. He's gonna run it down the other night. Psalm 84:11-12, and the word of God says, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you. You got to look on that for a second. Blessed is the man, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you. Put your whole trust. I can tell you from my own struggles, my own walks, my own ups, my own downs. Brothers and sisters, there's no one greater on this earth to trust in God. Once you start to understand that God has a plan for you, he has a way. It's like going to work. God is the boss. Jesus is the foreman. The Holy Spirit is the guy on the floor. When you're coming into work, he's making sure you're on time. He's making sure you got everything you need. When you come as a chef, when I come into work, I got prep work I got to do before I go cook. I got to set this up, cut this up, put this up, put that there. In construction, you got to call in for all your work to come in, for your wood, for everything you're going to do to build, the metal, everything you need to call it in, preparation. As warehouse, the same thing. That's what God does with us. He's preparing us for something. We got levels we go through. And the more you get to trust God, the more you're going to go through things. But it's that trust in God that gets you through and over. And Lucifer is always defeated, especially when you put your full trust in God. He cannot do nothing with you. He's going to be mad at you. And I mean, truth be told, he's mad at you when you're doing nothing or just being you and who you are. But in order to trust someone, love has to be in the mix. No one, I mean no one, takes the word of their enemy. I mean, like, the enemy going to tell you, man, don't go down that street, man. Ain't nothing down there but a danger down there. They don't care for you. That's Lucifer. He don't care for you no matter what. He's always going to make sure he tries to do whatever you do. This earlier, God said that Lucifer uses people to bring us down. That's your enemy. And see, God said, love thy enemy. He don't mean go up there and hugging them and like that. Just love them. By loving them, pray for them. That's loving on them. You know what I'm saying? He ain't saying go up there and sit next to them and hang out with them. No, pray for them. But see, here's the thing. Trusting in God. If you pray for your enemies, you might just turn around and be able to sit with them, because God did say when he becomes pleased with you, your enemies become pleased with you. And I am a witness to that. You see, from love flows boldness, meaning trust. For if I have faith in you, I will trust you until you change it. It's this love of God he showed us, as Deuteronomy 7:9 says. As Deuteronomy 7:7-9 said, and the word of God said, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were many in number than any people. For yet there were Jewish of all people. For yea were the fewest of all people, excuse me. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep his oath, which he had sworn unto your fathers, after the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments through the thousands to a thousand generations. You gotta really be keen on what God is saying. His love for those who keep his word and his commandments, who walk uprightly. In the beginning, God was talking about the people who were doing all these types of things. If you don't have love for God, you see, and here's the funny thing. This is how God is. Even if you ain't got love for God, you woke up the next morning. That's God still showing you love. Like we're saying, God shows his love. Even if you walk around talking about I love God, he's still doing it, yet God still. Each day you wake up is a new day, new opportunities. You can change your ways and get closer unto God, into Christ, through Christ. God giving you that opportunity to change your way around, to change your life around, to change your free will, to change you. He's giving you the will to see that you are destroying yourself. We like to put a lot of things on Lucifer, but you have to understand, when you start studying the word of God, start putting the word of God in you, you understand that God gave you the authority over Lucifer. So because you have the authority over Lucifer, you have to invoke that and use that authority over him. You have to fight. You have to stand and recognize, I can't do these things. You have to recognize that I have to be obedient to God. When love for God grows within you, you begin to respect God. And this is the key to open the door to spiritual love for God. Walking upright in his eyes, and walking upright in the eyes of God. Doing as you're told, doing what you're told, knowing the good that comes from it. That goes back to what God was beginning just saying about following God and being obedient to God. If you study the word of God, as Joshua 1 and 8 tells you to meditate on that, if you're applying the word of God in your life, you know the good that's coming out of that, because when you look in the mirror, you see the good that happened to you. If you can recognize Jesus changing you, then that right there should be enough for you to want to spread him around to somebody else. That the love that God is looking for, that God is requiring from us, that God wants us to have. We have to stop looking at ourselves and always crying about this and always crying about that. I ain't special. I ain't no different from you. Trust me, I got my battles. I got my wars. But that's the thing about it. With the Spirit of God with me, I'm winning these wars because I'm recognizing that's not God. I shouldn't do that. And that's what God is saying today with all this from the past, this past year. You know better than that. You say you love God, and yet you're still going out doing horrendous acts, walking with Lucifer. You can't serve two gods. Or one God you will love and the other one you will hate, or ignore one and the other one just sitting there like, whoa, what's over here? You can't serve two gods. This is what God is saying. You have to make a decision, because there's going to come a time period, your lifestyle, your decision that you're making is where you're going to be at in the hereafter. You know what I mean? Because like Deuteronomy 13, 4 and 5 teaches about this. When the word of God says, Deuteronomy 13, verses 4 and 5, and the word of God says, they shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey, and yea shall serve him and clothe unto him. And the prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the hand of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil, shalt thou put thy evil ways from the midst of thee. Shalt thou put thy evil ways in the midst of whatever looting, killing, shooting, holding positions where you know, standing there and saying what you're saying, a bunch of people are just eating on that, waiting to go do something. You know what I mean? Your evil ways, your thoughts, and the things that you're doing, these are what God is talking about. Put those evil things away from you. Change your mind. Change your heart. Change you. This is not God. If you say you love God, he says the best. How can you say you love God and hate your brother? How can you say you love God whom you have not seen, but have hated your heart from your brother whom you see every day? Don't make no sense. Like I said, it's not going to be a long one day. We're almost at the end of this. You know what I mean? But we're going to recap it. That's what God's going to do. That's the one thing about the Lord. Sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short. You know what I mean? But that's the word of God. It's more importantly on how the word of God is. And right now, I know God definitely wants to speak about you speaking upon that free will of mankind. Because that's the thing that's bringing us down. This past year, we've had people, how can you, I don't want to babble on and repeat and like that, but sometimes you got to repeat something because it just that needs that repeated on there. How can you go out there and you got people planning on doing evil for this year? It's not going to stop until God cracked that sky open. And that's what God is trying to let you know. Once he cracked that sky open, it's done. It's over. You are where you are at, and you're going to accept what you got coming to you. But God is so full of love and mercy. That's not what he wants from us. He wants to draw us to draw nearer unto him. He made us with this free will so we're not robots, so we're not just doing what he says. He wants us to make that conscious decision, that want to be with him. And that want to be with him, he just pours out so much because he knows that you're going through and you're denying yourself. To deny yourself is to walk with God, because denying yourself is everything that you might want that's no good for you, that you know is no good for you. But God revealed for you that why would you like going to Vegas? Seriously. If you don't gamble, if you don't drink, if you don't mess around, if you don't do none of those things that Vegas got going on, why go to Vegas? You feel me? You're going to Vegas for a spiritual thing. All right, that's cool. That's a blessing. Stay in a hotel, though. You know, we have to watch out where we're going on this earth, because like Sodom and Gomorrah, those cities are still here on this earth. Just spread it out. And the free will of men is the one what these spirits about, that brings these spirits on, that keeps these spirits coming. We have to learn that we have to change our ways. We have to do better. We have to desire better. We have to. Because if we don't, when God cracks that sky, it's just over for us. That is not what God wants, to crack the sky open and pass judgment on those when he knows that we have better, that we can do better, you know. But the thing about it is, do you know that you can do better? Are you willing to change your way? As Jesus was saying in the earlier day, to speak upon, when we are acting the way that we act, we're not going to receive from God. We got to stop. Like if someone come up to me and they asking me to keep praying for them, like you want to keep drinking, but you want God to pray to God to stop you from drinking. And like Jesus always said to me, when you stop doing drugs, like, how did you stop doing that? I prayed and walked away from them. Right. He said, well, if they're asking for deliverance and don't have a desire for deliverance is not going to come. And they're going to continue on doing the same thing over and over again. This is why God said he would lead you over to a reprobate mind. We got to start learning that in order for me to see from God, in order for me to do from God, that free will. Stop doing things that you're doing to know that it's not of God. As for 8.5 years of being homeless, when I started seeing people that was on the drugs, because of that reason right there, like, you walking around all night long trying to get your fix, you get your sick, you ain't thinking about no food, you ain't thinking about getting washed up, you ain't thinking about no house. At 2 o'clock in the morning, now you want to walk around sad because now everybody gone. Then come in the morning, you want to go begging my people for money to get something to eat, but yet when God was giving you the money the night before, use it for the wrong way. Learn to change your ways, change your desires, change the things in order for me to be sitting in this chair, this five-time felon had a lot of changes he had to do. In order for me to sit here in this chair, in order for me to be even to be called by God, had to make change, as Apostle Paul said, denounce myself. Now, do I do that daily? No, I say I'm not perfect. But I'm justified through Christ because the struggles I'm going through are not like I used to do in the past. I fight, I know to rebuke Lucifer and to defeat Lucifer and keeping Lucifer off just by being obedient to the will of God. Learning that my free will is only going to put me back in prison or kill me. Learning my free will will take things away from me because it never brought nothing to me, only took it away from me. Learning that the path that God has for us, learning to walk in that path, learning to be in that path, and learning to do it with what it takes to be in that path, we would be better. The Holy Spirit, he comes to us to convict us. But he can only convict believers. You know, we have to start as believers. We have to do more praying, do more visual walking out and helping people and being there for people and praying for people, setting up more prayer stations and doing more visual for God. This year, we got to push and promote Jesus. We got to go out here right now and do the prayer walks and do the prayer stations and come together and praying together and walk, holding hands. We have to start doing this. For the spirit of evil was walking the earth. The spirit of God can dominate that if those who are of God will do that. God is calling us to stand this year and to fight against this evil through prayer, through coming together, through whatever we need to do in the name of Jesus. We need to get it done. We have to stop sitting back and pointing fingers. We got to stop sitting back and just talking about things. We got to stop sitting back and saying, well, that stop. God said it's over and done with. It is time to, God said, be a doer of my word, not a thinker, not a talker, but a doer. Go out and do. As I was talking to my fiance earlier, and when the first church was established, when it was put, nobody would go out and preach the word of God until Stephen got stoned to death. They got scared and ran out. God had to make something happen to make them move. Well, if you look at 2020, God made something happen. It's time for us to make that move. And we need to make that move, especially because I'm going to tell you right now, for those who stand in Christ, who know who Christ is, for me, for one, I know what God's telling me to do. I'm going to get it done because I don't want to stand in front of God and God said, be going for me, be worker of iniquity. You know what I mean? We believers are the ones that God is holding account to get the job done. We are the believers. We are the ones that everybody's looking at. But since they're looking at us, let's show them Christ. We have to start praying more. We got to be more vigilant out in the streets more. As an evangelist that did 6 prayer walks, I'm telling you, to see it change in my city now, in the coast we're living at, to see that change because I'm 6 prayer walks and praying and seeing people that's on the streets coming up and asking for prayer action, to see the young men starting to do more positive things and leaving the drugs and the gang. You can't tell me prayer don't work. Can't nobody tell me prayer don't work. I say to your face, you're lying. Prayer works. Jesus works. But for those who are believing in Christ, God said this is the year you need to stand up and go do more things now. Because you've seen last year from sitting back and just talking about things. We need to start praying more. We need to start gathering more. And all because this COVID thing is that, guess what? Like I said, I know the power of prayer. I know a bunch of other people know the power of prayer. If God's people will come to him and change their ways, we will hear from heaven. It's time for us to start hearing from heaven. It's time for us to start going to God and being doers of God's word. God is holding the believer accountable this year. It is time for us to start praying. It is time for us to do this out here. We can put the mask on and go on. You can do 5 people over there, 5 people over there. Now, I mean, when it comes to Jesus, there is no excuses, only answers. And for those who are in Christ, you are the answer. And we need to prove that answer to Lucifer and defeat him. Just like right now, I'm going to tell you right now, I can guarantee you tonight, when we lay down and pray tonight, for this night prayer, we will be praying against these people plotting to do something against this year. We will be going up against that. And we need more people to pray upon that. So tonight, the challenge God Jesus putting out for all believers listening, when you go tonight, pray tonight, pray against this evil that's being planned to happen. And Jesus says, if all we pray, you will see a difference. Do it. If you believe in Christ and you know he's true and you know that as well, pray. This is what you are held and called to do. This is your true and one job to do. You've been called to pray, to fight, to stand, to love, to destroy evil. This is what we do. This is what Jesus taught us to do. It's the word of God we seek every day. I don't care. Jesus not a vintage book so many times. I mean, even tonight, you can hear the repeats in the commandments. So like I said, you have to repeat when it comes out of his word to get it embedded inside the spirit. And we're being told through the word of God to go out there and do things. You got to stop sitting around. We got to show action. We got to show force. God ain't showing going. God ain't saying, don't get it wrong. We ain't no Trump. Go get nothing like that. But Jesus is saying, get on them knees. That's your gun. Get on the knees and pray. And pray diligently to the Lord. And sincerely unto the Lord. And seek peace on things. That's the year call for this year. Peace. We need to pray for peace. People, peace upon the nations, peace upon the world. It can happen if we all come together and do it. Because the power lies in the body of Christ. But the body of Christ can't be weak. Jesus ain't weak. It's time to wake up, brothers and sisters. God's putting the call out there. We got to do. So we got to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that if, and, or but. It's a have. If you dwell in Christ and Christ dwells in you, this is your calling to do. Just as the calling for those who are struggling out there and fighting against Lucifer and don't know Jesus for themselves, don't know his personal, don't know what he can do for them, don't know what he's like. And thank you, Jesus. The reason why they don't, because there's nobody out there on the street telling them about him and nobody they can go to. But because you're out there, you're searching, you're seeking, and you're looking, you're searching, you're seeking, you're looking, and you're trying to find Christ, and you're trying to, look, you ain't got to search long. Jesus is nearing you closer than a brother. He's closer than your heartbeat. He's closer than anything you could ever dream of. I'm trying to find Romans right now, but the Bible says I'm going to play around games with me. In Acts. Actually, it's after. I don't want no dead air on here, so what I'm going to do is I can't find. I'm going to ask you to call salvation.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 We just thank and praise God for the word that has gone forward so far. We just bless God for it because we know that it has blessed the souls and the lives of all those who have listened in. We thank and praise God for that person right now that is out there listening into this word, that is trying to make a decision on which way to go, that is trying to come to a place of reckoning within themselves where they are trying to figure out what to do or how to do it. We are calling out to you this evening. God is calling out to you this evening, for this is why we do what we do, to give people the opportunity to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you are out there this evening and you want to be connected to the true love of God, you want to plug into the source of all true love, then there's one way that you can do it. For God said in his word that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but can have everlasting life. Hallelujah, God. And we offer that life to you this evening. Romans tells us if you believe in your heart and confess out of your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and that he rose, he laid his life down on the cross and rose from the dead, that the same shall be saved. Hallelujah, God. So how do you make that confession out your mouth? You start with a simple prayer. You can repeat it after me. You say, Father God, I come to you this evening believing in and on your word. I ask the gift that you gave, which is Jesus the Christ, to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins, and to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And according to God's word, once you said that prayer, you just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday worship, Sabbath school, Bible study, any of that. All you simply have to do is just tell somebody. You just say, hey, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, or I gave my life to Christ today. However you do it, according to God's word, once you make that confession out of your mouth, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of heaven. Now, of course, we encourage you to find the Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world and grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But until you do, bless God, that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with One Touch Transformation and our host, Minister Arsenius Jackson, right here at 9 p.m., One Touch Transformation, tomorrow evening on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We bless and praise God for all of those who listened in this evening, whether it be via the board or through the live stream. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you. We thank and praise God for Evangelist Todd and the word that has come forward this evening, and we hand it back into his hands to close out our ministry. God bless.
Hallelujah. 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 Time Jesus and I are doing, he always tell me that we write out for the scriptures. He always tell me, outline that one for that one, Romans 9:10-9. And I didn't. Try to fly through the butt. This is funny. But, brothers and sisters, what Jesus really wants you to understand is it is time to stand up. It is time for those who call on Christ to go to work. It's time to go up against these evil spirits. Like I said, I'm not going to be here long. So, in closing, Jesus and I would like to leave you with this thought entitled, "To Just Live by Faith." In Hebrews 10:26-31, and the word of God says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. There remains no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking of the judgment and fury indignation which shall devour the adversary. He that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much short punishment suppose ye shall he be worthy? Oh, who has trotted under his feet the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sacrificed an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Again, the Lord shall judge his people." And it is fearful. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Brothers and sisters, I pray that the message went out beautiful to you, and I pray that you understand what God is saying, that it is time now for 2021 for all those in Christ to stand up. It is time to go to work. It is time to pray. It is time to pray. And Jesus' name, I pray I do. Father God, we come to you in spirit and truth, Father God, to give you your worship, your praise, Father God, to give you all honor, to give you thanks for tonight's lessons, Father God. I do pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that it all went through in the ears of those words, your words that went through, Father God, went through clearly, Father God, for the understanding of your, the understanding of what you want us to understand, Father God, will be the source that will make all brothers and sisters pray. I do pray for a spirit of peace this year, Father God. I do pray that all my brothers and sisters under our voice will start to pray, will start to do, will start to come together, Father God, that your spirit can override the evil spirit that's right on this planet, Father God. For we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And only in Jesus' name we claim the victory over Lucifer. We say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.